Guys, I have exciting news.
I'm away to America.
It's important that you know you can leave at any time.
Let's give them in WA.
I agree. Let's shake on it.
It's deeds, not words, that will get us the vote.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective.
The movie news.
Right here in Rome.
With Garrett Daly.
All right, when do I get my goods?
3 days.
Garrett, happy Christmas. How are you?
Happy Christmas to you. I'm good. I'm good.
As regular listeners will know, for this show, every year you find us some last minute film themed Christmas presents.
Yeah.
You've been researching.
I have. And I know before we begin to say, I know it's going to be almost impossible for you to get your hands on any of these at this stage. But at the same time, you could still present someone with an email with, I've just bought you this, and they could get it.
Yes.
And there may be one or two that you might get. So, where to start? Candles. Everyone loves candles,
love a candle,
don't they?
Yes.
Everyone loves candles. So what about a candle that smells like your favourite movie? Huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. This is a movie book and movie inspired anthology candles. One that I saw was Moon River. It was called from, obviously, Breakfast at Tiffany's. I just don't know. But they have a whole range, like Disney candles, Pirates of the Caribbean candles, all this type of stuff. But they apparently have the scent of the movie. If you believe that and are prepared to spend 20 euro, Etsy.com is where I found that. Now, staying with candles, one that I did find that I just thought, oh, I like that. That is very good. Do you remember Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I mean,
and we're going back to 1981. But at the end of the movie, when he opened the ark and everybody looked at it when they shouldn't have looked at it, and
Yes. Everyone
started to melt.
Yes.
And you had that famous Gestapo agent,
Yes. You know,
who was the henchman with the glasses all the way through the movie. He looks at it and he melts. And it was one of those amazing special effects. You can get him in a candle. And his face melts as the candle goes, which I thought,
I think The Wicked Witch of the West has to be in there somewhere.
Wouldn't you think so? Anyway, that's on firebox.com. It's about 29 euro for that one. But
very good.
Yeah.
I'm presuming you've an old Star Wars gift in there for us.
We've always been looking at, because there's always been interesting Star Wars ones. And I kind of thought, you know, every year, will we be able to still find a new one? We've had all different types. I found a new one.
Go on. What have you found?
It's a Stormtrooper decanter. At what point at a party would you take out a Stormtrooper decanter?
We could find out, yes.
You could, yeah. Prezibox.com is where, what I loved on it, the tagline, it says, "These are not the drinks you're looking for," is the tagline. On a 27 euro for the Star Wars Stormtrooper decanter.
The Star Wars fan who has everything. All right. Speaking of superfans.
Superfans. Well, TV attracts them as well.
Yeah.
And The Walking Dead have a serious group of fans as well.
Much
so that they lobbied, you know, for creators and all to come back on the series. But what you can get in the event of a zombie outbreak is a...
Always good to know.
Always good to know. Is a special AMC-approved Walking Dead first aid emergency kit.
Perfect.
Which includes Statrix 240,000 calorie emergency food rations, emergency water, first aid supplies and glow sticks.
Sadly,
A very practical present. Amazon actually are doing those now. I don't know how you take care of the zombies, but you've everything else in the pack that you've got there. 80 euro for that from Amazon. So.
Okay, any Harry Potter stuff this year?
We do, yeah. There's a Harry Potter blue and gold new bone china tea set.
Oh,
so if you want to be
posh,
very fancy and sort of demonstrate that, you know, you've got a big interest in Harry Potter, and that'll set you back about 150 euro from thinkgeek.com.
Okay.
But that's your Harry Potter. There's 12 pieces in it, including a sugar bowl, just to keep things sweet for you.
Okay, let's keep things refined with our next one.
This is a good one, actually. Someone gave me a gift of one of these a number of years ago. It combines two great things that you might be interested in, movies and wine. And
okay.
So what you get is an antique metal 35 millimeter movie reel. And they've turned that into a holder for wine.
Oh, I see what
you
mean.
So it's quite nice. Now,
actually,
do you know what? I've seen it done with tables and the likes, glass tables as well, that have these old movie reels underneath them. I mean,
yeah. They
come from cinemas now. They don't use 35mm anymore. And so people have been finding clever ways to basically reuse them. But I just thought it's nice. So if you're interested in sort of movies and you want to store your wine in an interesting way, it's about $110 from easy.com.
All right. What about the serious movie fans, Garrett?
Yeah, now I was looking at this, and now this you know, it's a bit of a wormhole actually, because it's fascinating sort of looking at all the different stuff. I went to a website called thepropstore.com. It was set up in 1998. And what it does is it goes and obviously gets all these coveted pieces from films, various different things, everything from, you know, stuff that they would have used behind the scenes to memorabilia to actual props. And I found a few that were interesting. So I found some used call sheets. Mm-hmm. That's the sheets they'd use on a daily basis on a film set from the original Star Wars productions.
Oh, nice.
They're about €400 for those framed. Yep. There's director's chairs from various sets as well. They're quite pricey now as well.
I'd
They're
say,
in the sort
of
€200 to €700 range. Just to give you an idea of a prop, I found an ape arrow from War of the Planet of the Apes. €600
really?
For just the arrow. This one was... Yeah, it just really caught my attention, and I'm just, you know, it's very cheap, €6,000
yes,
for the tie that Jack Nicholson wore as the Joker in Batman.
Really?
Yeah, remember that purple tie
yes.
that he wore in that movie? So that's €6,000 for
generous
that.
Generous present, okay.
What about a first class dining chair
Why not?
From Titanic? It's
oh,
the anniversary
okay.
of Titanic
yes.
as well, in terms of, 20 years since the movie came out, James Cameron's movie. And this was used in the dining room scene where the sort of higher class guests of the ship enjoyed their dinner, as well as sort of sorted out, you know, who was the boss in those scenes. And I don't think Leonardo or Kate sat on this particular chair, but it's about €1,500 to
okay.
get the dining chair. Now there's another company as well, the monstercompany.co.uk. they have lots of different stuff. I don't know if you've ever heard, I mean, not to labour on Star Wars, but you've always heard about those old toys. If you had ever opened them in their package,
yes.
would they still be worth a lot of money? Well, I got it slightly confirmed on that website, because there was a character called Yak Face. He was a 12-inch figure from one of the original movies, €250 for him still in his case. Yeah, I would imagine there's other ones that are dearer, but props. There you go.
From props to wall art.
Wall art. A lot of different companies offering different things in terms of, you know, posters and poster designs. One that I found was minimalprints.com. Now they do these wonderful sort of pop art versions of movie posters, colourful designs. So it's a great way in terms of if you like, you know, if you don't like the traditional movie poster but want to sort of honour some of the movies that you might be a fan of and it looks well on the wall, that's a good company to go to. Another thing that I found was a film map, a street map made up of 900 film titles on it.
Quite
quirky looking,
yeah.
And it includes all the classics as well. It's kind of loosely based on a vintage style Los Angeles street map. But what you can do is obviously look at it and you've got all your favourite movies sort of listed on it.
Lovely.
Which is good. That's wearedorothy.com. Some of these websites that you find that just has them on.
Brilliant. Some fun ones here.
Yeah, Donnie Darko. What do you remember from Donnie Darko?
Mm-hmm.
The bunny. You can get those in slippers. Donnie Darko
really?
Slippers. Yes.
Okay.
The BFI actually
Brilliant.
Have them. They're
okay.
about £30 actually.
For the techie fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, lots of different things. Actually, one that I did sort of think of, which is a good one to suggest to people, is one of these small portable projectors. You know, you're always traveling, you're going away,
yeah.
and you know, you can hook it into your smartphone and
away
actually, yeah, watch it anywhere you go. You know, people with mobile homes, camper vans, anything like that, it's a good thing to get. And there's actually as well, there's a smartphone projector out, and it's a tiny little bit gimmicky, but your smartphone sits into it and it does project your smartphone as well. That's about €25
okay.
as well. So there's a couple that you can look for. Of course, the usuals as well, in terms of, you know, maybe getting some people hooked up with technology with an Amazon Fire or an Apple TV box, sort of getting them a
yep.
subscription to one of the VOD services so they can access
okay.
lots of different services.
And vouchers are always a good one.
Always good for the cinema, actually. When I went to see Star Wars at the weekend, there was a lot of people in front of me just buying vouchers for
yeah.
people. So it's a great gift for the cinephile in your life. You know, you could treat yourself as well, go along to the Stella Theatre as well. That's
oh,
a great
indeed.
Experience.
Which
It'd be a nice
yeah.
Present for people. And then this is one you could get now, so sort of last minute one. Masterclass.com. Do you know this
yeah,
website?
You
probably, a lot of people
big,
might have seen
they?
It.
Yeah.
If you're any interest in movies at all, probably popping up in your Facebook timeline
yeah, exactly.
and the likes. But they've got all these brilliant people in all different types of industries doing these masterclasses. This year for 2018, they've got Martin Scorsese, Ron Howard, and Helen Mirren all coming to Masterclass.
Good.
So it's €90 for one of those classes, so that's a good gift for somebody
okay.
if they're really interested in that.
What about film themed books this year? What have you found for us?
Yeah, there's lots of different ones. There's one called The Little White Write Lai's Guide to Making Your Own Movie in 39 Steps. So if there's someone in the family always talking about it, you could get them that. One that I've got myself, it's an enjoyable read. One of the biggest agencies in Hollywood is CAA, and this book is called Powerhouse, The Untold Story of Hollywood's Creative Artists Agency. That's a good read as well. A nice sort of table book is The Art and Soul of Blade Runner, if people were fans of that this year. It's about €30. Tom Hanks has a collection of short stories out as well, very much typewriter themed. The Roger Moore book is a nice one. A Bientôt is nice, you know, just in terms of the year that he has passed. And I've read most of his books. They're always fun and lighthearted as well. And, you know, he finished this just weeks before he passed away. And then a funny one that I found, a Die Hard Christmas book. This is a kiddie style picture book on Die Hard. Can you believe it? So anyway, just someone having fun because of the Christmas theme in Die Hard.
Very impressive research as always, Mr. Daly.
Thank you very much
indeed for all of those brilliant suggestions. Let's just take a quick look. This is a quiet weekend for new releases, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but I suspect this one will probably do well, which is Jumanji. So the reimagining of it. And this time they discover an old video game console and are drawn into that. Clever way to reboot the series.
Maybe we're all in a coma.
Together? We're all in a coma together?
It's the only explanation. That old game machine must have electrocuted all of us and now we're all gone.
You better get in there and go save her.
I'm not getting in there. You get in there.
I'm going anywhere. I got a backpack on. You don't get in water with a backpack. Everybody knows that.
Ow. Are you okay?
That was so intense. I, can't even with this place.
Yeah, that is Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. One more to mention?
One more to mention, Pitch Perfect 3 as well. Anna Kendrick, Hayley Steinfeld and Rebel Wilson starring in this one. It's done well, actually, these movies.
You did them very well.
People really like them. So perfect sort of two choices, really, in release. And, of course, there's other big movies hanging around in the theatres as well.
Indeed,
so plenty to go and see.
We always end with a look at a TV movie. Lots and lots of movies to look forward to. So maybe we just look at Christmas Day.
Yeah, just Christmas Day. If, you know, if you're going to have a little bit of a fight for the remote, kids can take to the smaller TV and watch Guardians of the Galaxy on RT2 at 10. That's a fun movie. While the adults can go and watch Saoirse Ronan on RT1 for Brooklyn. It's on at 9:35.
Very good.
And the diehard Christmas traditionalist, Willy Wonka, is on at 6:05 on RT2 Christmas
Fantastic.
Day as well.
Happy Christmas.
Same
Thanks
to
so
you,
much.
Aideen.
Thanks.